So a question to you, David, is, has anybody reported strange UFO sightings prior to disappearing?
Well, they have, in a sense. It's, and once again, it's kind of like, depending on what book you read, and some authors are more sensational, where they've got pilots saying, oh my God, they look like they're from outer space, and then their radio goes out, and that's the last we ever hear of that. There are stories like that. It's hard to get the Coast Guard to authenticate those kind of a story, and as what I found earlier with the story of the witchcraft, it seems that the Coast Guard does, in fact, edit these some of the stories and the texts that they have. And, you know, to their credit, I mean, this is typical of them, or, you know, a police force in general, they don't want to alarm people. They play down some of the more sensational aspects of things like the Bermuda Triangle. But without a doubt, there's a tremendous amount of UFO activity. People have seen UFOs. Survivors have talked about seeing unusual craft in the water, UFOs skipping around over the ocean. As a matter of fact, the very first recorded incidents of any kind of weird phenomenon, the Bermuda Triangle, is from Christopher Columbus himself. Columbus, in 1492, had moved with his crew and the Nina and the Pinta and those ships, and as
Santa
they were
Maria.
Into the Bahamas area, and they were in the Bermuda Triangle, and the Sargasso Sea, which is a bizarre area itself, that's also part of the Bermuda Triangle. But they reported seeing very strange lights at sea, and they were still had not seen land yet, but they were very close to striking land in the Bahamas, and the whole crew at night were seeing strange lights out in the ocean, and Columbus took it as a good sign, although other sailors were thought this was a bad sign, and they'd been wanting to turn back anyway. Just shortly after that, Columbus landed. In the Bahamas area, and that was the discovery of America, supposedly.
Well, was there a report, and I don't know if this was in the Bermuda Triangle or if it was a UFO case that was not there, of someone was in a single-engine plane, and he had reported seeing a strange craft, strange light, and he said it's getting closer and closer, and poof, he was gone.
And that was right. There's been stories of an airliner. There was a guy named Chuck Wakely who was flying from Nassau in the Bahamas to Miami. He was in radio contact. What he said was, before he vanished in the Bermuda Triangle, was that there was this weird green glow in the cabin of his plane. His instruments
That's him. That's
were going
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah, that's him.
And then he saw what was these strange lights. And then suddenly radio contact was out, and he became another victim of the Bermuda Triangle. I believe that, UFOs have something to do with the Bermuda Triangle, and then there's this underwater aspect of UFOs, where they call them USOs, unidentified submersible objects. And in fact, that's one of the strange things that also fits in with this, all this Bermuda Triangle stuff and the UFO phenomenon, is that apparently, some of these craft, they fly through the air and they go into the water. And these things are, at the same time, submarines and aerial vehicles, which is something in theory that, the United States, Navy doesn't have. Supposedly, these submarines don't just suddenly shoot out of the water and fly to some Air Force base or something like that. But this is the kind of thing that people, report around the Bermuda Triangle, and going towards Puerto Rico, of course, too, which is one of the apexes of the Bermuda Triangle, where other strange phenomena occur. So there, there's conjecture of some kind of underwater UFO base that's in this area.
Again, maybe in this supposed Area 51 type base that you were just mentioning.
Well, right. There was a bizarre case in Puerto Rico in the 90s that you might have heard about, when a lot of the strange chupacabra stuff was starting to happen there, and there was a guy who was a Puerto Rican who took a photograph of a daylight disc, and it was near the east end of the island of Puerto Rico. He passed out later after he took this photograph, but it was it was developed and it was later in all these magazines and things like that. But he reported that he had like a kind of contact with whatever intelligence it was, and he had the photo of the UFO, and that within this like telepathic contact, they allegedly told him that they were from this underwater base near Puerto Rico, and that it was some alien base. It was underwater in the Caribbean, in the Bermuda Triangle. There. UFO craft would go underwater, and then, you know, they would dock at this underwater base in theory, and everybody get out and have dinner and, you know, watch TV or something.
Yeah.
So, it sounds incredible, but it makes a lot of sense.
Well, the whole thing is incredible. That's what makes it so so mysterious.
Right, and I mean that if you were going to have like a UFO base on this planet, putting them underground in tunnels, putting them underwater, these are good places if you have the technology to put your underground.
If you have the technology, all right.
You know, that kind of a thing. So whether there is some kind of alien UFO base in the Bermuda Triangle, and maybe at the same time, there's also some kind of American Area 51 type underwater UFO base.
Well, and we also can't rule out, and we'll talk a little bit about this next hour, about some kind of natural phenomenon that could be occurring that could be playing havoc with these ships and planes. Some kind of vortex of weather, for example. Who knows? Is that possible?
Well, right. And, other theories fit in exactly with that around the world are certain geometric vortex areas that occasionally become active. One of these areas is near to Japan, and to the east side of Japan is an area called the Dragon's Triangle. And in fact, supposedly, Japan airline pilots and other commercial ships are told to avoid this area.
Hmm.
They do so because their instruments in their ships and things will go crazy, like in the Bermuda Triangle. Charles Berlitz did follow up his bestseller on the Bermuda Triangle with a book exactly about that called The Dragon's Triangle.